AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden today on the economy.
Things are moving. They're moving in the right direction.
Labor Department reports employers added 263,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, wages up 5.1%. In political news, Democrats have voted to start their presidential nominating calendar with South Carolina in 2024, bumping Iowa from the leadoff spot. And days before the Georgia runoff, President Biden is trying to help incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock from hundreds of miles away.
To help a candidate in the South, the president went north, which seemed to even mix him up earlier in the day.
I'm going to Georgia today to help Senator Warren. Not to Georgia. I'm going to help Senator Warren because I'm doing a major fundraiser up in Boston.
He first stopped at a Union phone bank.
This is a guy who needs our help.
Telling the IBEW, Republicans are blasting Warnock for voting with him 98% of the time. And it's true.
I wouldn't tell him that on the phone.
The president's midterm strategy was to back Democrats from afar. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says it helped beat expectations.
And that worked.
She says the president wanted to do whatever Warnock needed, and his campaign asked for the Boston trip. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A suspect has been arrested in last month's fatal shooting of Migos rapper Takeoff.
Houston police say a 33-year-old man, Patrick Xavier Clark, was arrested on a murder charge in the shooting of Takeoff and that the entertainer was an innocent bystander. Clark's arrest came after another man was also charged in connection with a November 1st shooting outside a bowling alley where there had been a private party. It's believed there was a dispute over what police are calling a lucrative dice game. Dozens of witnesses all fled the scene, and investigators pieced together events with ballistics, video, and audio recordings. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. FBI Director Chris Wray is voicing security concerns about TikTok. Ed Donahue has the story.
The video sharing app is extremely popular in the U.S. and is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance.
All of these things are in the hands of a government that doesn't share our values and that has a mission that's very much at odds with what's in the best interest of the United States.
Speaking at the Ford School of Public Policy in Michigan, Wray says content could be manipulated.
It gives them the potential to leverage the app in ways that I think should concern us.
Wray also says data on the app could be used for traditional espionage operations. A TikTok executive told a Senate hearing in September the company protects all data from American users and Chinese government officials have no access to it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.